The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Let's send it down to PA announcer Vinny Walk.
Starting at a guard, wearing number 12, Capri Ferguson. Starting at a guard, wearing number 14, Alexis Edgerson. Starting at a forward, wearing number 34, Soraya Boyd. And starting in the middle, wearing number 42, Juniper Swartzman. The Silver Streaks come in with a record of 12-3. They're coached by Evan Massey. And now for the home team, the Indians of Sullivan. Starting at a guard, wearing number 3, Izzy Hay. Starting at a forward, wearing number 10, Shea Ellis. Starting at a guard, wearing number 14, Chloe Smith. Starting at a forward, wearing number 23, Elena Moore. And starting at a guard, wearing number 33, Mae Dawkins. The Lady Indians coming with a record of 5-7. They're coached by Sherry McCain.
Thanks to PA announcer Vinny Walk here at Mattoon High School. Streaks in their road black, silver number, silver and white trim, and the Indians in their home white, red numbers, red and black trim. And a different little change of the starting lineup here. Antonia Kissler not in the starting lineup. Juniper Schwartzman, probably partly due because Sullivan's got several players on their roster that are 5'10".
Yeah.
So they've got a little size here. All right, the Streaks at 12-3, the Indians at 5-7, ready to get things underway. First game of the day, first of two. We're nearly back-to-back. We'll play again at 4:30. Soraya Boyd steps into the center circle for the Streaks. And for Sullivan at 5'8", it is Isabel Hay. Izzy Hay, she's I-Z Isabel. There's also an I-S Isabel. Tip one by Soraya Boyd. Capri Ferguson gives to Kira Kilgore. Thought about the three, far out on the left wing. Didn't pull the trigger. Back out high, Alexis Edgerson, and Sullivan comes out. In what kind of zone are we playing here? They're shifting. They get it down low to Soraya. Gets
this
it up off the
ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kira made a nice pass down to Soraya. Got herself a little bit too far into the basket. Went off the bottom of the glass, but it went off of Sullivan last.
Well, it was interesting because Moore tried to pull her hands back after she hit it out of bounds.
Now a nice inbound pass from Kira to Juniper. Can't hit the shot. Kira gets a rebound and has it knocked away. Somebody got a block on that shot. We'll bring it down the other way. This is Mae Dawkins, a freshman. 5-foot freshman for, and she's got Kira on her. Good luck with that.
Right.
Kicks it out to Chloe Smith. Smith stops at the free throw line. Gets the top of the key. It goes to Dawkins. Mae Dawkins on the dribble. Gives way to Izzy Hay. Hay
lost it.
Yeah, now we're going to
okay.
have it. Yeah, thank
like.
You. The nearest official finally made the call on it.
So she went to the ground and rolled with him and then finally let go of the ball before he blew the whistle. Oh, they're going to press.
All right. Well, first turnover of the ball game. Juniper Schwartzman in the backcourt.
1-2-2.
Now Alexis Edgerson to Capri Ferguson running the floor. Streaks with numbers. Bounce to Soraya running the floor left side. Laid it up too strong. Gets her own rebound. Knocked away. And Alexis Edgerson with the rebound up off the glass and in. Streaks lead 2-0.
Alexis Edgerson.
Well, that's what the Streaks need. Just break the ice. Get one to fall through after a couple short ones that they've missed. Actually, I think three of them. Left wing, this is Chloe Smith with it, dribbles into the paint, now bounces right baseline for Hay. Hay drives in, and Juniper must have gotten her on the arm. Juniper Schwartzman called for the foul as Hay went to the basket. Juniper got her on the arm, she made the shot, and to have a chance at the three-point play.
Well, if you're Juniper right there, you just don't want to swing down. I don't know that she actually hit the arm, but that's going to get called a bunch, especially at this level. You're better off just staying straight up and walling her off.
Free throw up, short, rebound Kiara Kilgore for the Streak, 6:43 to play first quarter. Now the ball's stolen away. Now it goes to the floor. We got a scrum. We're going to have a tie-up, and it's going to go back to the Indians.
Who got on that ball for them?
I'm not even sure who it was.
Okay.
It might have been Hay.
Okay.
Who shot the free throw. All right. Dawkins inbounding from the right baseline. Finally gets it out high.
Oh, yeah. Nice shot by Kara getting a tip.
Yep. Couldn't run it down to the backcourt. But nice job defensively. And good luck getting it back across for who was it? That's
Dawkins.
Dawkins, yeah.
Freshman.
Now shot blocked by, I'm not sure who even got that, but the rebound comes down into the hands of Shea Ellis. She lays Shea it up and in.
We have a timeout.
And Coach Massey calls a timeout. He wants to talk with his troops a little bit. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 1280 North Henderson Street and 2080 North Henderson Street. Galesburg, they try to provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. And all this week, we're going to be driving something out of their rental fleet. Yes, they have a whole rental fleet at 2080 North Henderson Street. We're driving this very nice 2022 Nissan Rogue Sport, and you can check it out. And, if you need a vehicle, something, maybe you don't have something reliable enough, they've got a whole rental fleet, all different sizes for you. And, of course, this is your place. If you're looking for something new, Nissans are crazy reliable. And, of course, Galesburg Nissan is the home of the lifetime warranty. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Full court pressure once again. This is Kiara Kilgore. Gets it across in the center circle. Crosses over, now gets to Addison McLaughlin in the game. Right wing goes to Alexis Edgerson. Back to Addie, top of the key. Left wing here. Kilgore fires a three. Short rebound kept alive by Soraya, but now we're going to have a tie-up. Alexis Edgerson, good job. And that's this time the possession error points for the Streaks. I wasn't sure if they were going to call the foul because the girl kind of pulled the ball away from her, so Alexis's arm ended up kind of being around her, but that was the correct call, though.
Yeah, Shea Ellis for the Lady Indians, I believe they call themselves.
Now, inbound to Soraya Boyd. She lays it up and in. So got the easy look that time. We were able to put it away, and we're tied at four with 5:50 to play first quarter. This is more with the basketball.
Redskins. I forgot they were the Redskins.
Oh, I thought they were the Indians. Oh, that's right. Okay. Now shot blocked by Juniper Schwartzman, and Kiara Kilgore comes away with it. Kiara on the run across midcourt. Left wing goes to Addie McLaughlin. She'll fire the three. Too strong. Rebound to Moore. Kiara's going to call for the foul. Wrong place, wrong time that time for Kiara. Was kind of flying in, trying to go after the rebound, and Moore was kind of floating in and ran into her. So that's her first foul. So as we said, Kiara with 990 points for her career. So hits 10 here this afternoon. He'll 1,000 for the career, which would be pretty impressive. She's just a junior. Sullivan, she could have dribbled out of it.
That was a double dribble.
She did. And she's still in the backcourt. Got to get a 10.
Wow.
Finally get it across. I'm not sure how. Driving to the right side. This is Hay. Turns and scoops up. I'm not sure. A Pete Maravich shot there. Missed it. But the rebound came down to Ellis. Now left baseline shot no good by Smith. And now we have a tie-up again. And this time the possession arrow points toward Sullivan. Now, see, it is the Indians. Yeah.
Doesn't there look?
Well, it does say Redskins. Their jerseys say Redskins. That's funny.
Also,
okay, and I know Altamont's the Indians. Yeah. I don't.
Their jerseys say Lady Redskins.
Yeah, they do. They do. That is interesting. And I think I looked it up on the IHSA page, and I can't remember what it said now. But yeah, I think Redskins is correct. I think they have it wrong in the program. With the basketball out high on the right side, May Dawkins, the 5-foot freshman, gets rid of it, gets it to Smith. Chloe Smith, ball tapped away by Capri Ferguson, but Hay able to get it back and hands off. And now a steal by Kiara, takes it away, all the way down right side, lay it up and in.
8 points to go.
992 for her career, and the Streaks take the lead 6-4 with 4:44 to play here in the first quarter. Was able to steal it away from Dawkins. Now right wing, this is Hay. Drives baseline, stops. It is the Redskins. Okay, thank you. So Shea Ellis gets the basket down on the other. Now a nice dump off from Kiara to Soraya, left side. She lays it up and in. She's got four. And it is 8-6. Streaks to just have one of the, one of the Sullivan fans.
Yeah.
To heard us talking. I don't know, because she was way up over there. I'm not sure how she heard us. Maybe she just told us because she heard the PA guy saying it.
Yeah.
So it is the Redskins.
Lady Redskins. That has been clarified by one of the fans.
Yep. All right.
Oh, that's a huge kick.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, how do you not call that? My goodness. Dawkins on the dribble against Soraya Boyd. Drives in the paint. Kicks out right wing to Hay. Hay goes down the right toward the right baseline, down the right side of the lane. Now gets out to Dawkins and carried it again. Good defense by Soraya. Now it's, or excuse me, Dawkins. It was Moore. Now it's Dawkins with it. And shot blocked by Kiera, and she's got the rebound. Kiera crossed midcourt and got fouled by, I think it was Moore, Elena Moore. We'll see who they call. Yep. Pretty sure that's who they gave it to. Yeah. So Moore with her first foul. And that is first team foul on Sullivan. 3:40 to play in the first quarter. Streaks lead 8-6. Kiera Kilgore left wing.
2-3 zone now. I don't know if they switched out, though.
Cross-court pass from Capri to Kiera. Nice. And a 17-footer left wing is up and good. She's got 994 now for her career. Six away from 1,000 for her career. And the Streaks lead 10-6, more importantly. 3:20 to play first quarter. Right baseline. We're going to get a five call here and
nope.
Travel? No. They finally got rid of the ball. Now this is Hay with it on the dribble against Kiera. Near steal by Lily Clark, who's in. Now Moore's got it. She carries it every time. She's dribbling up by her face, and she's literally catching the ball and turning it over, and the officials are not bothered by it. And this is worse. I mean, I complain about it all the time because so many people do. The hurts is really, really obvious.
Yeah. I mean, I would say before – 2 points there for Ellis. I would say before her, it was that gal from Allman.
Yeah.
But hers is even more pronounced than that.
Now a nice fast break by the Streaks against the full court pressure. Kiera to Soraya. She lays it up in. She's got six, and it's 12-8 Streaks, 2:35 to play here in the first quarter. Now the Streaks pick up with full court pressure again. And now that was a quick 5-second call that time. Is that their third turnover?
Four.
Okay. So four Sullivan turnovers. End of the Sullivan lineup. Is Devin Richardson, a 5'2 freshman, and Mae Dawkins, the 5-foot freshman, leaves the game. Lily Clark in for the Streaks. She's got the ball, right corner, fires a 19-footer, no good.
Nice rebound.
Kiera
got pushed
under the basket. They didn't call it. Kiera missed a shot because she got pushed under the basket. You could see her feet going toward the baseline because she got pushed. Wow, how do you not get that call? And Kiera knocks it away from Richardson, so Sullivan will have it on the far side. I kind of almost feel bad for these two freshman girls, as small and petite as they are, and Kiera with the long arms, and she's a really good defender. I would not want to have that assignment to have her guarding me.
Yeah, for sure.
Addison Peck into the ball game for the Streaks as well. This is Richardson out near midcourt on the right side, working against Kiera Kilgore, strictly right-handed. Now she switches left and pushes off. Now picks up on the wing, and now a travel by Moore. So five turnovers
the
for Sullivan.
The least of the infractions
exactly.
Committed.
In for the Streaks, checking back in will be Alexis Edgerson, Juniper Schwartzman, Adam McLaughlin as Soraya Boyd, and Capri Ferguson, Lily Clark get a break. 2:04 to play, and the Streaks turn it over. This is Moore on the dribble, left side, picks up, left wing, it goes to Richardson. Richardson goes free throw line, pulls up a little weird running one-hander in the paint, missed it, rebound comes along, it's going to go on.
Ping pong.
Off of Addison Peck last.
Ping-ponged off several players or pinballed off several players that went out of bounds.
So it'll be Moore to inbound from the right baseline. 1:50 to play first quarter, 12-8 Streaks. And now there's a push off, and Alexis Edgerson got knocked on the floor, and Moore traveled right in front of the official, puts up a 15-footer, no good. Addison Peck with the rebound. Gets to Kiera, she'll bring it up. Now gives to Addie McLaughlin. Across midcourt, right side, right wing, Alexis Edgerson. Swing it over to Kiera on the left wing. Between the circles, Addie McLaughlin, right wing, Alexis Edgerson. She'll fire the three, too strong. Rebound, weak side. Kiera up off the glass, missed it. This time they called the foul. That was way less of the foul. And Kiera upset with herself that she didn't get that one to fall.
Well, if you watch, Tom, the Redskins are getting very aggressive on their box outs to the point where as Alexis hit the ground there, she got a rear end into her hips and that pushed her out, and the same thing happened to Kiera.
Oh, high archer bounces high off the back iron, bounced a couple more times and missed that one. After a pretty good night, she was 15 for 17 from the line at Pekin.
Wow.
And she hit her first 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I think she hit for her first 10 before she missed one. Second one up and good for Kiera. She's got five more to go for 1,000. Streaks lead 13-8, 1:27 to play here in the first quarter. The backcourt, this is Chloe Smith for Sullivan. They finally get it across midcourt left side.
Double dribble.
Yeah, she just picked it up and then, what? I'm not sure what game. These officials also did the last game, though, too.
Yeah, she picked the ball up on the sideline and started dribbling again.
Now a steal by Kiera. Kiera down the right side of the lane, got one to beat, leans in, up, and took contact and no call. Now the rebound, contact. Addison Pett got fouled, and they don't call it. It's going to go back to the Streaks. How? I don't understand. I don't understand.
Well, and on top of it, if that's not a foul on Addison Schott, she was the last one to touch before it went out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking, too. Here to inbound, left baseline, it comes to Addie McLaughlin for three. Too strong. Rebound should have been an over the back on Alexis Ederson, but she comes away with a basketball after she knocked it away. So we'll take that one. Addie McLaughlin between the circles, dribbles left, gives to Kiara, 50 seconds to play in the quarter. Between the circles, Alexis Ederson, right wing. Addie McLaughlin, nice backdoor pass. Kiara up off the glass, left hand and in. She's got seven, three away from 1,000 for her career with 35 seconds to play. Now a near steal by Kiara. We're going to have a tie-up. Great hustle. And you don't get a timeout. They gave her coach a timeout. The ball was tied up. You don't get a timeout unless you have possession. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Well, again, this is the second game in a row they've worked. Or at least they might have done an earlier one, too, but still.
We knew the officiating you were going to get down here.
Yeah, that's true.
It happens every year we come down here.
That is true. All right, so 32.9 to play in the first quarter. Streaks with a 15-8 lead over Sullivan. Lily Clark checks back in, as does Soraya Boyd and Capri Ferguson. They'll be in there with Juniper Schwartzman Alexis Ederson. So Kiara gets a break, three away from 1,000 points for her career. All right, so I don't know how you get a timeout when you don't have possession. You have to have possession
because
of the basketball.
She dropped possession of the ball, went to the ground, and by the time she got to the ground, Kiara was on the ground with her. There wasn't even like a split second where she had solo possession of that basketball.
Full court pressure, and a near steal by Soraya knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, good hands by Soraya.
So they'll try it again with 28.1 to play in the quarter. Streaks leading 15-8. It will be Chloe Smith to inbound. Gets it into Devin Richardson. She'll bring it across against Lily Clark. Be careful, Lily. Don't get called for a reach there. Richardson on the dribble. Brings it right side. Now picks up and looking for help. Tried to go back door. Good defense. But where's the five? The official next year wasn't even counting. He did not even have the count going. Now they get it off to Richardson. She dribbles right down the right side of the lane. Well, cut off by Juniper Schwartzman. Good help by Juniper there.
That time he started counting after she passed the ball.
And he was going to count that three if it would have gone, and she put that up after the buzzer. Well, we've got one quarter in the books. It is Galesburg 15, Sullivan 8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Quarter just underway. Streaks with the basketball. Tom Erdith, Aaron Gibson, Soraya Boyd, Capri Ferguson, Kiara Kilgore, and near steal at midcourt. And Kiara able to run it down. Gets
right
it to
before the line, too. Yeah. That was actually a bad place to catch it.
Backdoor pass to Soraya back on the weak side. Again, gets fouled. No call going up for that shot. And the rebound comes away to Ellis for Sullivan. Streaks lead 15-8.
Moral of the story is you've got to go up strong because they're not going to give you any calls inside.
Now a runner in the paint, no good by Hay, and Kiara with another rebound. Kiara, 997 points for her career.
Yeah, they totally missed. They had a player wide open underneath the basket, and they missed her the entire possession.
Capri left wing, swing it over to Alexis Ederson on the right wing, lost a handle, gets it back, gets to Capri out high right side, out high left side to Capri, or Alexis to Capri. Tried to get inside to Juniper Schwartzman, got knocked away, and another tie-up, and the possession arrow pointing back. No, it should be the other way. Yeah, we had the ball to start the quarter.
Yeah,
so.
It should be Redskin ball.
Yeah,
good job by the other way. Juniper, though, getting back and getting a hand on that ball because you'll take that switch of possession there. They had already stolen the basketball.
This is Richardson, brings it across, met by Alexis Edgerson. Top of the key, dribbles right, gets a kind of a moving screen. Yeah, picks up. Now he's counting, thank you. But she finally got rid of the ball, now gives to Hay. Hay dribbles right, now back to the left, still on the dribble, still counting, finally. Nope, still, he stopped counting.
He
stopped the count.
He stopped
counting at four. Yeah, now gets it to Moore. And now, really, you're going to call that Soraya? Yeah, she did get her across the arm, but there's been more damage done down on the other, and that will be the first foul on Soraya Boyd. And that is going to put Elena Moore at the free throw line with two shots.
That's her first team
three team fouls on the streak. So Elena Moore, 5'4", senior, missed the first shot. 15-8 streaks lead, 6:46 to play here in the first half. Lily Clark checks back in. She'll give Alexis Edgerson a break.
Lily Clark in the lineup for the Silver Streak.
So Elena Moore at the free throw line. Second shot up, and that one is good. Her first point of the game, and they'll drive back and pick up at midcourt. Capri Ferguson to Kiara Kilgore, out high on the left side, to Juniper Schwartzman in the left corner. Back out high left side to Capri Ferguson. Back to Kiara, left baseline, fires a three, too strong. Juniper with a rebound, turns, a little baby hook right hand. Ooh, in and out, no good, off the glass. And the rebound comes away to Moore for Sullivan. This is Richardson, gets to Moore out high left side. Moore working against Soraya Boyd, dribbles right, right baseline. It goes to Ellis.
Tipped.
Now got tipped, but Richardson able to run it down. Richardson throws her elbow at Lily, trying to push her off. Now gets it to Ellis. Ellis left side, picks up on the wing, gets to Moore. Good closeout by Soraya Boyd. Now Moore down the right side of the lane, up off the glass and in. That really was.
She kind of put her shoulder downing to create space from Soraya and just got around her and created a layup for herself.
15-11 streaks, 5:50 to play first half. Capri with it between the circles.
Capri needs a shot fake and go in there. Or Kiara, excuse me.
Inside, a little left-handed hook by Soraya. Missed the shot. Right hand up off the glass and in. Way to stay with it. That was kind of interesting. Look, a little left-handed hook by. She spun to the right the first time, and Coach Massey upset that they didn't get set in the full court pressure that time.
Yeah, you got to keep your concentration and focus there, because the Streaks, I think, were happy to finally break the ice a little bit. They've been struggling to score the last several possessions.
Well, where's the five count?
That's what Coach Massey said.
The entire time you were talking, she was dribbling with Lily guarding her. Now let's get a three-second call. Nope, steal by Capri. Capri down the right side lane with two to beat, and either it's got to be a travel or a foul. They called neither, but missed a shot, and Lily Clark there with a rebound put back. Her first basket, and it's 19-11 streaks, under 5 minutes to play first half. Looking back the other way, Richardson dumps it off to Ellis.
Back at my 10,
and she
Ellis
puts it up and in.
She's eight, right?
Yep. Now Kiara, little runner, off the glass and in. That was a tough shot.
I don't know how she
that was a
that
really
one,
tough
dude.
Shot. And that is 999 points for her career for Kiara Kilgore. 21-13 streaks. 34 to play here in the first half.
Where's our 10 count? Okay,
yeah.
This official
yeah,
over here.
Yeah, the other
still
one
counting.
Wasn't even counting.
There it is.
There, thank you.
I was going to say that the official
yeah,
over here wasn't
counting.
It was the official on the backside of the play that actually had the count.
Wow.
22, McLaughlin.
I mean, I understand you want to get the game over and the clock stop when you blow the whistle, but you not make those, especially the five calls. We've had, well, that's been twice we should have had, or that's at least the second time we should have had a 10 call, but
right.
Way more five calls we haven't seen. Addie McLaughlin back in for the Streaks, as is Addison Peck. Kiara will inbound from midcourt left side. Addie McLaughlin will set the offense. 4:27 to play, first half. Streaks lead 21-13. Kiara with it between the circles. Left wing goes to Addie McLaughlin. Back over to Kiara, right side on the wing. A long three-pointer, too strong. Rebound comes away to Emily Miller, 5'8 sophomore for Sullivan. This is Miller with it. Now out high right side, it goes to Hay. Top of the key, Smith. Smith drives left side, and the ball got kicked, and she picked it up. And now threw it out of bounds. I mean, I lost track of turnovers.
That's eight for them now.
Eight, okay. I was close. I had seven.
Streaks have two.
All right, so the Streaks will bring it from three-quarter court from in front of their own bench. 3:56 to play first half, leading 21-13. Kiara with it out high on the left side, bounces left baseline for Addison Peck outside the three-point arc, now to Addie McLaughlin. Back to the left baseline, Kiara fires a three, missed it, rebound tapped away. It's going to go off Lily Clark last, and Sullivan will bring it the length of the court. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. 3:41 to play in the half. Soraya Boyd up guarding the ball. Inbounding will be Chloe Smith, 5'5 senior. In it comes to May Dawkins, the 5-foot freshman.
Soraya didn't close the trap there.
Now Hay gets it across midcourt right side. Bounces right baseline for
Ellis. That was a clean swipe by Kira.
Yeah.
She's going to get called for the foul on Emily Miller. Miller was driving into the lane. Kira saw the ball being handed out to her, and she just knocked it away, and she gets called for the foul.
That's her second, fourth team foul on the streets. 3:29 to play in the half. Inbound, nearly thrown away.
Oh, that's a technical. She just ran the baseline out of bounds.
Yeah, yeah, and then came in and received the ball after she made the inbound pass. That was Izzy Hay. Hay on the dribble, knocked away into the backdoor by Lily Clark. Or, I'm sorry, Dawkins, yeah. Dawkins.
May Dawkins.
33, May Dawkins. Yeah, she's got the ball and picks up out high on the right side. Now to Hay down the right side and somehow took a couple steps between two streaks. Missed a shot but got her own rebound now. On Abby Peck's going to get, or Addison Peck's going to get called for the foul. And that's going to send Hay to the free throw line.
Silver
Streaks, number 40. That's her first foul. And Izzy Hay goes to the free throw line with two shots. We don't want this team to hang around too close.
No. Well, and especially since you have a essentially a one game or a back-to-back.
Yeah.
One game in between, essentially a back-to-back.
And we know that Coach Massey's been substituting liberally, obviously,
14.
Here. I don't know that Kira's going to get another chance to hit that 1,000th point here in the first half with 3:03 left and two fouls.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm bringing her back in personally because – You can't risk her getting a third here in the first half.
It's really interesting the way Hay steps up for a free throw. Made that one, but she puts her hand like flat on the ball. Again, there's no, she's got her palm down on it when she sets up. So Hay goes to the bench. Moore checks back in. 21-14 streaks. 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Addie McLaughlin will bring it up for the streaks. Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Top of the key, Lily Clark. Thought about the three. Now fires just inside the three-point arc. In and out, no good. Wish she would have pulled the trigger the first time, and then she thought about it, took that step forward, and ended out no good.
Yeah, usually when you have to take that dribble step forward, it throws your rhythm off.
Right wing picked up by Dawkins. Now this is Smith with it. Smith picks up down on the right block. It goes to Ellis. Back out to Smith. Nice bounce pass inside to Ellis, and she puts it up and in.
Great two-man game right there by Sullivan. They drew the defense and then dropped it right back to Ellis, who had set up for an easy two.
She's got 10 of their 16, and it's just because she's just gotten the ball wide open pretty much.
Right. I don't know that she has taken a contested shot yet.
Now inside, tried to get it to Addison Peck. Got knocked away. She dove after it. Couldn't come up with it. And we come back the other way after the streaks turnover with just over 2 minutes to play.
Nice job by Addie McLaughlin knocking that ball away from behind.
12. So to go back to Sullivan on the right baseline. It'll be Moore to inbound. Here's some I haven't seen for a while. She's wearing knee pads down below her knees, but they're knee pads.
To Devin Richardson.
Yeah,
they're not really volleyball. Not really volleyball ones. I don't know. They're all wearing them. I didn't even notice that. They're all wearing them. Okay, that's interesting. I guess they expect to be diving on the floor a lot.
Well, but they're not covering their knees.
That's true. It doesn't do much good. This is Moore on the dribble out high on the right side. 1:50 to play. Being guarded by Alexis Edgerson, right wing. It goes to Dawkins. Dawkins picks up, looks for help. Bounces for Richardson. So you got the two small freshman guards in there. Capri guarding Richardson. Now gets to Dawkins. She'll take it right wing. 1:34 to play. A little runner down the right baseline. No good. Soraya Boyd skies for the rebound. Nice block out. Nice rebound. Strong one for Soraya. Down it goes to Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Crosses over. Brings it back out. Looks for some help. Gets to Capri between the circles. Now Lily Clark, left wing. Bounced inside for Juniper Swartz. Puts on the floor. Up off the glass and in. Her first basket. They get 23-16 streaks now. 1:10 to play first half. Full court pressure.
Good post up there by Juniper. She got good position and nice footwork.
Thank you. There he called it right in front of her. She's done that several times. They finally called the carry on
Moore. Well, I can't believe he called it because it's happened every time down the floor.
I mean, it was literally, I think Coach Massey was saying something at the time, too, because it was right in front of him and the official. So,
wow.
Finally get the call. Top of the key, Capri Ferguson, right wing, Alexis Edgerson for three. In and out, no good. Weak side rebound, Juniper Swartzman up off the glass, missed it. And coming away with it for Sullivan is, who was that? Was that Ellis? Yeah, Shea Ellis. 45 seconds play. left baseline three-pointer by Moore. Might have been blocked by Capri. Couldn't see if she got a hand on it. I think she did. By the way, where the ball ended up, she must have, because otherwise that was a really horrible shot. Now, Lily tried to get it down to the right baseline, led Alexis Edgerson too far. She couldn't get to it, so the Streaks turned it back over with 34.5 to play. And checking in for the Streaks will be Julia Robinson, and she'll replace Lily Clark.
I'll tell you what, Shay Ellis is gassed.
Yeah.
She's been the last one up and down the floor like each time.
Yeah.
And she just looks gassed.
You just scoring that many points.
Yeah.
Down court it goes. They get behind the Streaks. Now another travel. Now Richardson turns and shoots a 15-footer. No good. Good block out by the Streaks, but nobody went after the ball. Initially, now Capri turned it over. Threw it down court right into the hands of Ellis. Now the right side, nice look inside, and missing the shot was Miner.
That
now,
was all ball by Julia Robinson.
So Julia gets called for the foul. That'll be her first. And that is going to put
foul's called against number five.
Addison Miner, 5'10 sophomore, Robinson. At the free throw line.
Miner doesn't jump when she shoots. At least when she shot that one, she didn't jump. So it allowed Julia to get her hand all over the basketball, and the official still made the call against her.
25.
First free throw up and good. 17.8 to play in the half. Streaks lead 23-17. So the Redskins hang it around.
Kiera back in there for this last offensive possession.
Second shot, no good. Rebound, Kiera. And she'll bring it up herself. Kiera on the dribble, right up the backs of Sullivan down the right side. Now kicks to Alexis Edgerson, right baseline. Top of the key, Capri Ferguson down the left block to Juniper. Gets bumped going up.
Nice.
The shot. Gets it up off the glass and in. She took some contact, pushed her back. She muscled it up off the glass and in. 25-17, and the half comes to an end with a steal by Kiera. We have played one half of basketball. It is Galesburg 25, Sullivan 17. We'll come back with our halftime show, talk about this one. Run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead it 25-17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Convenience is getting what you need when it fits your schedule. Graham Medical Group knows and understands, which is why we're excited that our Galesburg Knoxville Convenient Care is now open at the corner of Seminary and Fremont Street in Galesburg, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily to provide the care you need that fits your schedule, even on the weekends. I'm Alicia Shaw. Learn more at grahamhealthsystem.org. Graham Medical Group is part of Graham Health System, an independent healthcare system serving patients throughout seven counties in central and western Illinois.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL with this reminder for families in need. The First Lutheran Church Food Pantry on East Water Street in Galesburg is open the third Wednesday of every month from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and the second and fourth Thursday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. The only thing required is a photo ID. To see those days and times, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minet are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Are you looking for an interview podcast where you can be entertained and informed? Come check out our new podcast, America's Talking, to hear conversations with great stand-up comedians like Mark Norman.
Norm made you feel smarter than him, even though he was smarter than you.
As well as with leaders in the United States, like former Ambassador Andrew Bremberg.
I remember the fall of the evil empire. When the wall fell, every adult I saw was crying.
I'm your host, Austin Berg, and I want you to join the conversation on our new podcast, America's Talking, right now on Spotify.
Are you looking for a new podcast where you can get your national news from a taxpayer's perspective? Check out the America in Focus podcast featuring the Center Square's Dan McCaleb.
This jobs report, in some ways, it contradicts what I'm seeing anecdotally.
And Casey Harper.
And it's not just the economy. He has a 28% approval on the economy, but he also has 36% approval on foreign policy.
Find America in Focus wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. That's America in Focus, a news podcast from a taxpayer's perspective.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sullivan Redskins 25-17. The Streaks outscored Sullivan 15-8 in the first quarter and 10-9 in the second quarter. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. The other three games that happened so far here at this tournament, the first game, it was Champaign Central over Effingham St. Anthony, 64-52. We will see Central in our second game today. In the second game, it was Muhammad Seymour over Alney Richland County, 59-26. The game that preceded ours, Mattoon defeated Altamont, 48-35. On the schedule, of course, the girls will play again against Champaign Central. We're scheduled for a 4:30 tip, so right around 4:10 for the pregame with Eric and I. And then the Galesburg High boys open play at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament this evening. They will take on the Dunlap Eagles tonight, 7 o'clock. So pretty much right about the time we get done with our postgame show, Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels will take the air for Streaks boys basketball as they open play at Taylorville. Then coming up tomorrow morning, the girls will play at 10 o'clock, so 9:40 pregame. The boys tomorrow will follow that at noon with a game against Mount Zion. And then what happens after that? Well, the boys will play at 8:30 tomorrow night. We don't know what time the girls will play yet tomorrow night until after these first three games. So if we have a conflict, I believe we'll have the girls' game on 92.7 FM, the Laser, because they will be at the same time. So we'll determine that tomorrow, though. All right, we'll come back and run down our halftime stats, talk more about this one. Streaks lead at 25-17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
I see trucks. Let me count them. One F-150, two F-150, three, four, five F-150s. Ah, ah, ah. This is the count, Dan Kuna, and we got great incentives here at Ford of Galesburg. 2.9 for 60 months or 3.9 for 72 months on new F-150s now through January 3rd. Come take a test drive. We'll do our best to put you behind the wheel of exactly what you want. You can count on that.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh. Fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Our lives are filled with reminders. Upcoming event reminders fill your calendars. A group of elementary students in Galesburg have a special reminder just for you.
Hi, my name is Nikki from King School, inviting you to participate in acts of kindness today and every day in our community. Today's suggested act of kindness is tell someone they are doing a great job. Grow kinder hearts in our community.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Seminary Village in Galesburg, where longevity says it all with one owner and one name offering premier continuum of healthcare for over 35 years. Sunny for the rest of the day, a high of 28. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 22. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 42. And mostly cloudy tomorrow night, patchy drizzle, a low of 35. Right now, it's 23 at WGIL.
Holiday basketball tournament action gets underway tonight for the Galesburg boys basketball team as the Streaks face Dunlap. I'm Brad Benowitz, joined Jason Wessels and me for Streaks pregame coverage from Taylorville tonight at 6:40 on WGIL.
Back here at Mattoon High School, Streaks lead 25-17 halftime over the Sullivan Redskins. Just looking at some Facebook memories. 2017, we were playing Sullivan at this time as well. I was trying to see if there was anything, one of the games that, on my memories, that that Lexi had one of those crazy shooting games down here. I'm not finding one of those on here in the memories. But anyway, so, yeah, there's almost all the memories are on my Facebook memories are from playing in this tournament here. All right, so the Streaks lead it here here this afternoon by a score of 25-10. Our halftime stats are brought to you by, Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Kira Kilgore's 9 points. She is one away from 1,000 points for her career. She had 4 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line, 2 points for Alexis Edgerson on a basket, 8 for Soraya Boyd on 4 baskets, 4 points for Juniper Schwartzman on a couple of baskets, 2 for Lily Clark on a basket, no threes, 1 for 2 from the line. For Sullivan, they were led by Shea Ellis with 10 points on 5 baskets, 3 for Elena Moore on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line, 3 for Isabel Hay, basket, 1 for 3 from the line, 1 point for Addison Miner on 1 for 2 from the line, 3 for 7 from the free throw line for the Redskins.
11 turnovers for Sullivan in that first half. Streaks only turned the ball over 5 times. They had an edge on the rebounding as well, 20-17, including 12-7 on the offensive boards. Sullivan 7 of 21 from the field, 0 of 2 from downtown. Streaks were 12 of 34 from the field, 0 of 8 from downtown. So neither team has been able to get a 3 to fall just yet.
By the way, if you're wondering if, like, your grandparent or parent can't get here, they have this game available on their YouTube channel. So what is the address again?
MHS Green Wave TV.
There it is, MHS Green Wave TV on YouTube. So MHS Green Wave TV on YouTube. And it's actually a pretty good look. They actually, up in the hospitality room here, we thought about doing the game from in there where all the food's at, because they have the PA coming over it, and we can see it's got a nice big screen TV in there.
You're not supposed to give away our secret in case that does happen.
In case it seems rather quiet, but you'll still be able to hear the PA in the background. But really, there's really no fans around us. And actually, we're on the side of the gym where the players sit. We're actually right behind the Streaks, and they used to have they still have bleachers in front of us. They don't have them pulled out this year, though. But it was pretty much just the players sitting down there anyway, and, you know, maybe players for the other games. But yeah, they don't have those pulled out anymore. All right, so the Streaks will have the basketball to start the second half, leading 25-17. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. They provide our transportation, all Streaks road games, home of the lifetime warranty. We'll talk more about the vehicle from the rental fleet that we are driving here this week in Mattoon. All right, Streaks with the basketball. Capri Ferguson with it, 2-3 zone for Sullivan. Alexis Edgerson between the circles, right wing to Capri.
Oh, Capri was wide open. She didn't look for it.
Oh, back door for Kiera, a little bit overthrew her, so the Streaks opened the second half with a turnover.
Streaks were trying to get that back door play, and it was closed off, and so Capri ended up having to throw the ball too high. She needs to see there that when she turned around, she was wide open.
They throw it long to Ella. She runs it down on the left wing for Sullivan. I guess that's one way to beat the press.
Right.
Just let it fly and hope somebody runs under it.
Back shoulder throw, only way deep, and just have her go track it down.
Now Moore pulls up, backs Alexis Edgerson down, then airballed it, and Juniper Schwartzman with a rebound. Capri Ferguson, down court it goes to Kiera Kilgore. Kicks it over to Alexis Edgerson, right side, gets fouled, no call. And the rebound comes down to, now I lost my roster.
Miner.
Miner. Where did my roster go? Oh, here it is. It's buried under everything here. All right. This is Ellis with it out high, working against Soraya Boyd. The ball goes into the backcourt, and it's going to be an open pass.
Soraya touched that? Yeah. I didn't think
so. So 12 turnovers now for Sullivan with 7-11 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 9-point lead, 25-17. Again, Kiera Kilgore with 999 points for her career, looking for number 1,000. And she's got it on the left wing. And she'll pick up, looks for help. Now she's going to fire the three, too strong, gets her own rebound now. Kiera down the right side, kicks out to Alexis Edgerson, back to Capri. And now, Capri threw it between Juniper and Kiera. I think she thought Kiera was going to cut the other way, and that's 2 turnovers by the Streaks here in the second half.
Yeah, not the way the Streaks want to start this half with a couple of turnovers, no points.
Full court pressure. This is Ellis with it. Now Moore brings it across left side, met by Alexis Edgerson.
Carrying it the whole way.
Yep. Moore stops, gets a left wing to Ellis. Back to Moore out near midcourt, the big green wave and the big green man.
The ball is stopping on her hand.
Literally catching it, yeah, every time. Ellis down the right side, picks up, looks for help. Nobody even counting five. The official, one official is looking in the paint. There was nobody in the paint.
Still looking in the paint.
Yeah.
He is focused on the paint.
Yeah. That's rather odd. But he did not even think about counting. Not counting 3 seconds either.
He looks like he's broken.
He is not even counting 3 seconds. That's kind of funny looking, actually. Ellis with it. And it's stolen away by Capri. Capri Ferguson on the run. Down midcourt, right side, lays it up and in. Oh, yeah. I thought it was going to fall off. And yeah. It went up and in.
It almost looked like you called that too early.
Yeah, used all the rim there, but got it up and in. So that is now 13 turnovers by Sullivan. Streaks lead by 10, 27-17. 5:45 to play here in the third quarter and more. Again, she coughed the ball. I can't even look at it. But fortunately, turned it over. Good job by Juniper Schwartz. Went to the
floor. She got fouled.
Now they're going to give
the
ball.
In front of the official.
Oh, my gosh. So Juniper knocked it away, went to the floor and grabbed it, and they got pushed down. The ball went out of bounds, and now they're going to give it back to.
And Miner was holding onto her arm while she was trying to turn. Right in front of the official. The official that it seems to be broken is he seems to be buffering down there, was standing right there.
That buffering, that's a good word for it. This is Richardson with it out near the center circle. 5:27 to play here in the third, guarded by Lily Clark, who's in now for the Streaks. Now looking for help. Oh, at least we got the count going. It was a different official that time. Now this is Miller with it. Miller down the left side of the lane, up off the glass. Actually, the side of the glass, no good. But Richardson gets the rebound. For Sullivan, 5:11 to play in the quarter. Miller with it, left wing, kicked away by Kiara Kilgore. Actually, the pass just went right into her leg.
Yeah, which is not a kick, and I hate when they call it a kick because you have to – the rule book says it has to be an intentional act. When you throw it off somebody's leg, that's not an intentional act on them.
Antonia Kissler in for the first time here this afternoon as she replaces Juniper Schwartzman. 5:07 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks leading 27-17. Lily Clark knocks it away from Richardson down on the right baseline. It'll go back to – Sullivan. We'll see if he counts on the inbound.
I'm going to go with no. Oh, no.
Oh, here. Yeah.
Two, three.
Three, very slow. Four, five. He counted five and then didn't call it. She had not had the ball yet. Now Kiara with the steal. Kiara down the court, right side, lays
it
up and good. And there is 1,001 for her career. I was going to try to get her 1,000th on video. I was a little bit too late, though. Another near steal by Kiara. So there is 1,001 points for Kiara Kilgore and her Silver Streaks career. Hey, we got a whole other season of her, too. I like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. 29-17 Streaks, 4:35 to play. Left wing, 17-footer up and no good by Ellis, and Antonia Kistler with the rebound.
That was Ellis' first miss of the game.
Now Kiara with it. Hesitates, drives in, little runner, scooped it up off the glass, can't hit, rebound Soraya Boyd, up, oh, couldn't hit, but she's fouled. And foul's going to go against Miller. She's standing there with her hands straight up. I didn't do anything. Well, that's probably the least of what's happened to one of our players in there. Then she may have an argument there, but Soraya's going to go to the free throw line. Maybe we're going to make up for some now. Soraya with 8 points in the ball game. 29-17 Streaks, 4:20 to play here in the third quarter. Makes the first.
First trip to the line.
Back in for Sullivan, Chloe Smith. She replaces Ellis. Addie McLaughlin in. She'll replace Capri Ferguson for the Streaks. So, second shot for Soraya up and good. She's got 10 in the ball game. Make it 30-17 Streaks.
31, yep. 31-17.
Sorry.
Scoreboard's just a tick slow.
This is Richardson on the dribble working against
Pushing
Lily Clark.
Off.
Yeah, she does it every time, trying to get Lily off of him. Now another steal by Kiara. Kiara down the right side, lays it up and in. I said that one too soon also, but I was confident. So Kiara with now 1,003 points for her career, 4:02 to play here in the third quarter. Timeout by Sullivan head coach Sherry McCain. We'll take one as well. Streaks lead at 33-17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Community Treasures, who recently received $100. Nominate your favorite at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
4:02 to play third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks have jumped out to a 33-17 lead. They've outscored Sullivan, 8-0 here to start the third quarter.
Sullivan ejected. I'm surprised Coach Massey not bringing the press out here. I thought maybe he'd bring it out to try to get this one up by 20.
Yeah, it's interesting. Sullivan, a lot of their players look really tired. I know you mentioned Ellis in the first half looked pretty worn out. She's been on the bench for a little while now. This is Richardson, right side. Shea wants it. Post up against Addie McLaughlin. I'm not sure what that shot is. She scooped it up under her arm.
Well,
and
that
then
should
missed
be a
it.
Foul.
Oh, my
wow.
goodness. Now,
Miller got the rebound and fell to the ground.
She caught the ball, fell, slid across the floor, and Antonio was in the general vicinity, and she got called for the foul.
Wow.
That is her first.
Yeah, Miller had no chance. She jumped from so far away to grab that rebound that she didn't get her feet under her and just fell to the ground.
I'll pick up. Where was the five call again?
Where's the three call for Miller in or Miner in the lane?
And it's a different official down there on the baseline now. And again, the push off there. And she actually knocked herself down. She pushed off Lily and fell down. That was, no. She just handed the ball to Lily Clark. And they call a foul on Lily.
Yeah, she put the ball straight up over her head, and Lily just grabbed it.
And after the push-off, I mean, just an obvious push-off. Oh, my gosh. So there's the first on Lily. Juniper Schwartzman back in for the streaks, replacing Soraya Boyd. 3:24 to play. Miller has it out high right side. Streaks lead 33-17 here in the third quarter.
Wow.
Shot.
Nothing.
Yeah, hit nothing. Fell out of bounds, and the streaks will bring it back
the
other way.
Miner missed everything there.
So Addie McLaughlin will set for the streaks. Gets to Kiara Kilgore, left wing, fires a three. Good!
There we go.
Kiara Kilgore.
That was the streak's first three of the game.
So Kiara surpassed 1,000 points for her Galesburg Silver Streaks career. 36-17, streaks lead under 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Ball knocked away by Addie McLaughlin. Lily Clark comes up with it. Lily down the right side, took some contact, got up off the glass and in. She's got four. Make it 38-17. Streaks pitching a shutout so far here in the third quarter. On the dribble, this is Dawkins with it. And
Lily?
Knocked away by Lily, and she steals it. Lily comes up with it on the sideline. Antonia Kissler now, and Addie McLaughlin will bring it up and set for the streaks. Right baseline it goes to Lily Clark down on the right block. Juniper Forsman missed. Rebound got knocked away. Now the ball is saved in bounds. That should be Streaks basketball. As they boy should have gone off Sullivan anyway, but then one of the girls caught it out of bounds. So Streaks will have it on the left baseline. Kiara will inbound.
44 Peck.
Addison Peck in. Alexis Edgerson back in for the Streaks as well. And now Julia Robinson comes. Oh, she's going to replace Kiara Kilgore.
Five Robinson back in for the Silver Streaks.
So Julia Robinson will inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. Addie McLaughlin with it. And it comes to Alexis on the right baseline. Now gets into Addison Peck, and she tries to get it back out to Alexis. Had somebody tied her up initially, and the ball went out of bounds.
Well, right there, Alexis just has to shoot that ball. She was wide open. She went inside to Addison Peck, and Addison had two defenders on her.
So the Streaks with a 38-17 lead, 2:10 to play here in the third quarter. Right wing, three-pointer up and no good. And the rebound comes down to Hayes. She missed that one. Now second time, this is Miller who got the rebound, missed the shot. They're going to call a foul on who? I guess
Antonia.
Addison Peck.
Oh, 40.
Yeah, Addison Peck. I couldn't tell what he was putting up there either. He kind of put his hands up in a strange way. It was a weird fist for the zero, too. So Emily Miller at the free throw line. First free throw is up and good.
At the line, this is five.
That's
Emily Miller.
Her first point of the game and the first point of the third quarter in the second half for Sullivan with 1:58 to play. Second shot is up and good.
Oh, that one just died on the back iron.
Landed flat hard on the back iron and then fell through somehow. Alexis Edgerson, Addie McLaughlin out high right side. Back to Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Now Addie between the circles. Puts on the floor, back to Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Quick reversal now, Julia Robinson left baseline for three. That's short, and the rebound goes off of Juniper Schwartzman last, and it'll go back the other way. 1:39 to play in the third. Streaks with a 38-19 lead. This is Dawkins with it across midcourt right side, working against Julia Robinson. Now to Miller, nearly stolen away by Addison Peck. Now Hayes is going to lose it out of bounds on the left side. I'm not sure what even happened there. I don't know if she was trying to take it off the dribble, went right through her hands or something. So is that six here in the second half for them?
Nine.
Oh, wow.
They have 20 turnovers now.
This is Addie McLaughlin, left wing, fires a three, too strong, rebound comes down to
Dawkins.
Now it's tapped away by Addie McLaughlin. Alexis Edgerson taps it back to Addie, and the Streaks get it on the turnover by Sullivan. Now right wing, three-pointer, Alexis Edgerson off the mark, rebound Addison Peck, goes off her hands. Now Juniper Schwartz on the floor, fights for it, but Kevin, oh, there's a travel.
Yeah.
Miller took it away, and then now it's stolen from behind by, stolen from behind by Julie Robinson. They're going to say she went over and back, though. Miller grabbed the ball finally, and she took a step and then started dribbling and then passed it. So it goes back the other way now with 55.6 to play, 53, now 51. Streaks leading 33-19, or 38-19, sorry. It's hard to see the board from this angle. Now,
Okay,
ran right into Juniper, and I thought they were going to call a foul on
me
Juniper.
Me too.
I say she was set. And Miller just, or Hay just bounced off of her and then traveled with it. Soraya Boyd back in, as is Kara Kilgore with 43 seconds to play here in the third quarter. So Streaks with the lead. Addie McLaughlin across midcourt right side. Alexis Edgerson on the right wing, back to Addie out near the center circle with 32.
Jeez.
Now Kiera fires a three left side. Good! Kiera Kilgore with another.
Richardson bodying everyone up in the game there. Could have easily gotten called for two or three fouls on that possession.
And on the dribble, this is
travel.
Richardson. Now Dawkins drives in. Now Kiera's going to call for a third foul. Doggone it.
Against number four,
19
Kilgore.
Points in the game for Kiera Kilgore. 11.3 to play here in the third quarter. 41-19 Streaks lead. This will be Dawkins at the free throw line. 5-foot freshman with two shots for Sullivan. First one is up and rolls around, uses the ball to rim and falls
Dawkins
through. 41-20 Streaks, 11.3 to play here in the third quarter. Dawkins, second shot is short. And the rebound off the hand of Addison Peck. Dawkins gets it. Now Miller has it on the left wing. Brings it back out high. Picks up. Now Dawkins left baseline. Kicks back out to Richard. Knocked away by Alexis Edgerson. And now the time runs out. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is Galesburg 41.
It's the Silver Streaks.
Sullivan
41.
20. We'll take our timeout and come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM. WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
Charge ahead with your certified service experts at YEM. Hi, this is Michelle Batson at YEM Certified Service. No matter the season, we've got you covered with limited warranties that hold their charge. Our winter service promotion is going on now with great rebates on select batteries. We also have rebates on cabin air filters, engine air filters, and wiper blades. Before you head out on your next trip, be absolutely sure your battery is at its best. Powerful batteries, expert installation, all backed by GM service at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Tune in for the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show weekdays at 11 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks outscore the Redskins 16-3 in that third quarter. They lead 41-20 heading into the final 8 minutes. Sullivan with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Streaks starters on the floor to start the fourth quarter. This is Richardson with it, right wing, working against Alexis Edgerson. Down on the right block goes to Hay, lost the handle, now puts up a little double clutch shot, no good. Kiera Kilgore with the rebound, and she's fouled. And reaching in was
I'll be honest,
Addison Minor.
I thought that was a good tie-up,
yeah.
But We'll take it. We've been getting called out of that all day.
That is only their third foul in the game. They had two in the first half. That's their first. Second in the second half. Now, Kara misses the three from the left wing. Rebound comes away to Addison Stollard. Now this is Richardson with it out near midcourt.
Kara with a double-double, 19 points, 10 rebounds.
Now driving in right side, shot blocked by Kiera. Kiera with a rebound. Brings it down left side, stops, hesitates, and gets fouled from behind and no call. My goodness. That girl did not block her shot. There's no way.
Well, and especially considering that there's been several times where we've hit clean balls and they called us for holds.
Now Hay just lost her footing on the dribble. He was able to keep her dribble and get back up, leans in. Now they're going to call foul on Soraya. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That was somewhat impressive, though, to keep her dribble there because – Capri went over to try to steal that ball, and she was able to get back up and move past Capri.
So, hey, we'll go to the free throw line.
Judging purely by the amount of shots she's taking, I'm guessing Hay is their leading scorer. She has 3 points in this game.
And missed that free throw. 7:04 to play. First of two here today, this afternoon, for the Streaks. We'll turn around and play again at 4:30. Currently, going on 2 o'clock. Okay, she takes all her time on the free throws and missed the second. Rebound, Soraya Boyd. It went over her back. Miner took it away. Miner leans in. Should be a 3 seconds. Not called. Kick it out to the right wing. A three is no good by Eileen Poe. Now down the other way. Alexis Edgerson with it. Right baseline stops. Kicks back out. Now Capri drives right side. Takes some contact. No good. Soraya comes down with her, holding on to her. She finally gets a shot up, and she's going to go to the free throw line. Couldn't make the basket. Foul's going to go against, that was Richardson.
That's her first.
So that's going to put Soraya Boyd at the free throw line with two shots.
Streaks at 5 fouls in this half. Sullivan has 5 fouls in the game.
Soraya with 11 points now after the made free throw. 6:43 to play, 42-20. Is the Galesburg lead.
10 Ellis, 33 Dawkins in for the Redskins. 22 Laughlin also in for the Silver Streaks.
Addie McLaughlin back in, or Laughlin as Vinny said. Free throw missed that time, and the rebound comes away to Dawkins for Sullivan. Dawkins on the dribble working against Alexis Edgerson. Bounces right side. Hay drives him down the right side and lays it up and in.
It's her first basket since the first quarter.
Yeah, so it's early on. Alexis Edgerson with it. Swings it over to Kiera. Left wing. Fires a three. Good! That's her third. Same spot.
That's a three for number 4. Kiera Kilgore.
I think I did the same thing. I think I was zoomed in too far. Yep. That didn't turn out well again.
We need a camera operator over here.
I know. Been trying to get one of Kiera and haven't been able to get a good one. All right. On the dribble, this is Poe with it. Eileen Allen Poe or something. Now tied up by Antonia Kissler, and Antonia steals it away.
Nice job by Antonia.
Addie McLaughlin with it now. Right wing, it goes to Alexis Edgerson. She'll step sideways, fire the three. Can't hit. Rebound comes away to Ellis for Sullivan. Ellis brings it across, gets it to Dawkins on the dribble, working against Kiera. Dawkins picks up, bounces for Poe. Poe working against Alexis Edgerson, right elbow and travel with it. Finally got over to Dawkins on the left baseline, spins, working against Kiera, blocks the shot. Kiera blocked the shot, and then she gets fouled, and she still got it. Kiera's going to bring it down herself. Kiera down the right side. Nice bounce pass to Antonia Kissler. Miss Kiera with a rebound. Puts it up and in.
Kiera's just padding those rebound statistics right now.
And a 30-second timeout. I think Coach called it just to get some subs in. All right, 5:05 to play. Streaks lead it 47-22. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg for providing our transportation to all Streaks road games all week long. We're going to be driving something out of their rental fleet. Yes, they do have a great rental fleet there at Galesburg Nissan. Any size vehicle you're looking for, they've got it for you. And we're driving a nice 2022 Nissan Rogue Sport. You can check this one out. And, go either a test drive or go rent one and drive it for a week and see if this is the kind of vehicle you want. But, of course, the great thing if you're buying new, Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, that powertrain warranty for the life of your car. And yes, indeed, that's what we said. Home of the lifetime warranty. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. 5:05 to play. Streaks lead 47-22. Cora Johnson, Julia Robinson, Addison Peck, Kayla Pendergast, and Addie McLaughlin in for the Streaks, who lead 47-22.
Well, Kiara definitely off to a nice start, trying to at minimum repeat on the all-tournament team here in Mattoon.
This is Miller, now Poe with it. Poe on the dribble. Eiley, E-I-L-E-Y is her first name. Left wing, it goes to Miller. Miller down on the baseline looking for help. Gets it off to Stollard. Stollard back to Miller, left wing, with 4:40 to play in the ballgame. Miller, right wing to Poe. Poe on the dribble. And a steal by Julia Robinson. Julia picks it up, gets to Kayla Pendergast. Kayla down the left side, stops, fires a 15-footer. Good! Kayla Pendergast with her first basket.
Kayla Pendergast.
And they get 49-22 Streaks, 4:20 to play.
She's going to stop at a three.
Yep. Poe. Stollard with it. Traveled, no call. Now gets to Miller. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound tapped out. And Stollard able to come away with it out high. Back between the circles, it goes to Dawkins. Now Stollard on the right wing. Under 4 minutes to play. Stollard to Miller out near midcourt. Had to run it down to keep it from going into the backcourt. Miller left wing. Ball knocked away briefly. Now Dawkins has a shot blocked by Addison Peck, and she's got the rebound. Addie McLaughlin with it across midcourt to Kayla Pendergast running the floor right wing. Thought about the 18-footer. Back to Addie McLaughlin for three. Short. Rebound comes out long. Addie has it. Addie McLaughlin, left baseline. Down on the left block, it goes to Addison Peck up off the glass and in.
Second by 40, Addison Peck.
That was a nice game there.
Yeah, and a nice looking move right there. Good seal out by Addison Peck and a great drop step.
51-22, 3:20 to play in the ball game. Streaks with the lead. Miller with it. Gets off to Poe. Poe working against Kayla Pendergast. Down the lane, shot may have been partially blocked by Addison Peck, and the rebound comes away to Cora Johnson for the Streaks. Addie McLaughlin, up court it goes, left wing.
Oh,
Julia Robinson
overthrew
Addison Peck. Had her open, but was going to be too far into the basket, even if she could have gotten to that ball, so the Streaks turned it over. And Annabelle Giles in for the Streaks, as is Jocelyn Peck. So the Streaks turned it over with 2:50. Is that a one? A four? A nine? What is that?
2:57 now.
Okay. It was a nine then. The basket on that end, the side basket's blocked from the clock for me. This side is just at a bad angle for me. Poe inside, gets it to Miller. Ah, unfortunately, she lays it up and in. Now we need a three again.
Yeah.
Miller's first basket. She's got 4 points. Julie Robinson, top of the key to Annabelle Giles, and she'll stop and fire the 17-footer straight on. Rolls
Whoa.
Around, uses everything, glass and all the rim, puts it up and in. Annabelle Giles.
Is that her first varsity bucket?
It may be.
I think it might be.
Yeah, because we had the one game where I think everybody scored, and I think that was one of them where the sophomores weren't dressed during
right.
that tournament, that weekend tournament we had, the Streaks Invitational. Now driving in, shot no good by Miller, but the rebound comes down to, who is that?
Miner.
Miner puts it up and
Addison
in.
Miner.
And it's 53-26. Top of the key, Annabelle Giles puts it on the floor, gives to Julia Robinson left side with 2 minutes to play. Now Streaks nearly turned it over and knocked away, but going to go off of Stollard last.
24, Riley Clark in for the
Streaks. Riley Clark in for the Streaks. And who did she replace? I didn't see who went out. But Riley is out there handling the ball. Oh, Annabelle Giles. Okay. Lost a handle on it. Now fighting with it with Poe. And now we got a tie-up.
The ball. Streaks will retain possession.
1:47 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 53-26. Julia Robinson to inbound. Gets it in to Kayla Pendergast, right wing. Stops, picks up. Free throw line, Jocelyn Peck down the right side lane. Little runner off the glass
Whoa,
and in.
Nice
what a move
nice.
By Jocelyn Peck. Her first basket.
Step through.
55-26 Streaks, 1:34 to play. Well, now it doesn't matter if we hit the 30, does it? It would
no.
still, still go slightly quicker.
We'll
anyway.
Get it, like, for the last 30
exactly.
seconds or something.
Exactly. Now a three-pointer for Stollard is no good. Cora Johnson with a rebound has it knocked away, taken away by Miller. Bounces inside for Miner, missed the shot. Now Miller shot blocked by Jocelyn Peck. Down court it goes Riley Clark. Lost a handle on it. Now the ball gets loose, and coming away with it is Miller. for Sullivan. 107 to play. Streaks lead 55-26. Left baseline, Stollard drives in. Little runner is no good, but we have a foul call. See, here's where it would have made a difference.
Right.
The game may have ended on this. But 102 to play in the ballgame, 55-26 Streaks, and Stollard will go to the free throw line with two shots.
After Jocelyn Peck got that block down there, who got the rebound?
This is 13, Addison Stollard.
For us.
I'm not sure now.
I had too many stats going
on.
I couldn't look up.
You know, I'm not, I don't remember. I don't think she did, or did she? Yeah,
well,
I'm going to
give her credit for it.
Why not? Double off on it. First shot for Stollard. Good. Missed the second. Rebound comes down to Cora Johnson for the Streaks. Under a minute to play. Three-pointer Riley Clark has missed. And we'll bring it back the other way. Streaks will pick up at midcourt. And Poe will bring it across. Eileen Poe met by Julia Robinson at midcourt with 45 seconds to play. Poe on the dribble down the right side of the lane, gets knocked to the floor, no call, and now she's on her knees and gets the pass away.
Wow.
And Miner puts up a 15-footer and in.
Yes.
Nice pass to her.
Miner.
33 seconds to play, 55-28 Streaks. Riley Clark on the dribble and lost a handle on it, and a steal by Poe. Poe down the right side. Lays it up, missed it, bothered by Riley. Rebound Cora Johnson. She has it knocked away. Miner comes away with it. Now it's back on the floor. And loose ball. And finally Poe comes up with it on the right wing.
14.
Now with 12 to play.
Oh,
oh really? And he called continuation. Are you kidding me?
Five.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. She was out near the free throw line. Took an extra step. Dribble. Extra step. He blew the whistle. She took another step, put a shot in, and the foul was called. I think it was on who was it on? Riley Clark. And the shot was up and in by Miller, and she gets a free throw. So Miller's free throw can't hit. Riley Clark with a rebound. 5 seconds to play. Riley Clark with the top of the key. Gets to Jocelyn Peck, and time runs out. Final score, Galesburg 55, Sullivan Redskins 30. We will come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, name our day's automatic crunch time player of the game as well. Streaks win it, 55-30 is the final score. Streaks now 13-3 on the year. Come back with our post-game show. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Nick Isher from WGIL. Are you a veteran who needs a ride to the Iowa City VA Hospital? The Galesburg Veterans Van makes the trip there every Wednesday and Thursday. Just call them a week in advance to reserve your spots. There is no charge. Find the number to call on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
This happy bunch is the Quarterly family. Oh, and Searchlight, their schnauzer. The Quarterlies have their SUV detailed here at Dave's Auto Body every 3 months because...
we busted it.
Now, let's call it an unanticipated get-together with another car. Ooh. But Dave's Auto Body fixed everything good as new.
Better if you count our trunks.
Sorry.
And they got detail for life. You may qualify with your busted vehicle. Detail for life.
Dave's Auto Body.
Schnauzer approved.
You better call Dave's.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
When you open up a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you're unlocking potential. The potential to do your own thing, be your own boss, steer your own success, blaze your own trail. Each and every Sprinter van built, designed, and equipped to let you hit the open road and take on any goal. To help you follow your passions, reawaken that spirit of adventure, check all of those big, bold, exciting experiences off your bucket list. Owning a Sprinter van lets you live, work, and play out your dreams wherever they take you. 16 body types, a choice of gas or diesel engine, thousands of ways to customize. It's capable and versatile enough to help drive your ambitions. And now you can win your own Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van customized by Gretsch RV by entering the Dan Patrick Show's Ultimate Fan Van Sweepstakes. To enter, get official rules, visit danpatrick.com for your chance to win the Sprinter van. So go ahead, now's the time. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Seminary Village in Galesburg, where longevity says it all with one owner and one name offering premier continuum of healthcare for over 35 years. Sunny for the rest of the day, a high of 28. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 22. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 42. And mostly cloudy tomorrow night, patchy drizzle, a low of 35. Right now, it's 23 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at Mattoon High School, Tom Erdith there, Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks win it here in their first of two this afternoon, 55-30 over the Sullivan Redskins. Streaks now 13-3 on the season. Sullivan drops to 5-8. Coming up momentarily, we'll talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey as he makes his way up here. This first of two today, we'll turn around and we'll be on the air again, oh, somewhere around 4:10 for a 4:30 tip-off against Champaign Central coming up in just a bit here on WGIL. Then the Galesburg High boys will play tonight over in Taylorville again around 6:40 pregame and a 7 o'clock tip versus Dunlap with Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels there for that one. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. As Streaks head coach Evan Massey somewhere, I know he's coming up the stairs behind us, I believe. Saw him coming around that way. The Streaks won it here this afternoon. 55-30 was the final score as they come away with the victory. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And coach, a good win, a little bit of a slower start than you probably would have liked early in this one.
Yeah, I think that Sullivan, they're well coached and we're very disciplined in their approach, and kind of just the result was just kind of finally warmed down and we're able to take advantage. But then their zone, we struggled as far as missed a lot of close shots.
Took a lot of contact on a lot of close shots as well, but you did get some that you played through those and were able to muscle up and in. Saw some good things from them, though. You kind of persevered through some of the contact. Defensively, I thought you did a pretty good job. I thought you guys really bothered their guards handling the ball.
Yeah, we did. I just wish we would have off the ball been a little bit more in gaps, that we weren't very good at that.
All right, so quick turnaround here. What do you do in between? Do you stay here at the gym or what?
Yeah, we will. That they've, it's kind of like they've we got some food for them that they kind of are snacking on all day, I think.
So turn around, we'll see Champaign Central coming up, and it sounds like the interesting team. We kind of looked at some of the scores, different games, and they've got blown out some games. They've blown some other teams out really bad. They're interesting. Sounds like they're a pretty athletic and quick team we're going to see.
Yeah, I think you look at their schedule and that, you know, they've had some games against some teams that have struggled. You know, they had, you know, big wins against Danville twice, against Centennial, I think, twice, and against Manuel, and so, you know, they show in those games they have tremendous offensive scoring punch in what they do, but they've struggled against, you know, other teams. But, you know, watching them the last couple games of theirs on film and then watching today on film, that I really thought not on film, just watching them live this morning, they're very athletic. They can play a lot of kids. They've got some size. And the tough thing that actually they'll do very similar to what Sullivan just did. They'll play a 2-3 zone that's very, very active. And then what they'll do is offensively they'll try and spread you out and drive. And they're going to do it with better athletes than Sullivan had.
Well, it's good to see Kiara as coming into the game with 990 points, ended up with 24 on the game, so hit that 1,000-point mark for her career and then some, and it's nice that you know you're going to have her for another season too.
Yeah, I mean, obviously she's done wonderful things for us up to this point, but, you know, we still have a year and a half of her, and, you know, we think that, you know, she's real good now and think she'll only get better.
Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you later this afternoon, this evening, whenever that game gets over.
Okay, thank
Thanks,
you.
Coach. Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Streaks win at 55-30 was the final score. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and run down our postgame stats. Also coming up, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 55-30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks won it here this afternoon by a final of 55-30 over the Sullivan Redskins. Our post-game statistics are brought to you by Solvera Health in Galesburg, bringing hospitality to healthcare. We'll start off with the scoring for the Streaks, and they were led by Kiara Kilgore's 24 points, needed 10 to hit the 1,000-point mark for her career. Got that early in the second half. She had 9 in the first half and hit that 1,000-point mark, actually 1,001 early in the third quarter. And she had 24 points, 7 twos, 3 threes, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Streaks did not get to the free throw line very much. Not that they didn't get fouled, they just didn't get to the line very much. The only other player in double figures was Soraya Boyd with 11 points on 4 baskets. All those came in the first half, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Scoring really spread out otherwise. 4 points for Juniper Schwartzman on a couple of baskets in the second quarter, 4 points for Lily Clark on 2 baskets in the middle 2 quarters, then 2 apiece for Capri Ferguson, a basket in the third quarter, 2 for Alexis Edgerson on the basket in the first quarter, 2 points for Kayla Pendergast on a basket in the fourth quarter, 2 points for Addison Peck on a basket in the fourth quarter, 2 points for Jocelyn Peck on a basket in the fourth quarter, and 2 points for Annabelle Giles on a basket in the fourth quarter. Streaks with the 3 three-pointers, all from Kiara, and 4 for 6 from the free throw line. For the Redskins, they were led by Shea Ellis with 10 points. All those came in the first half on five baskets. Nobody else in double figures. 6 points for Emily Miller. Two baskets, two for three from the line. 5 points for Izzy Hay. Two baskets, one for four from the line. 5 points for Addison Miner. Two baskets, one for two from the line. 3 points for Elena Moore on one basket and one for two from the free throw line. 1 point apiece for Allison Stollard and Mae Dawkins, each on one for two from the line. No three-pointers in the game. They were 7 for 15 from the free throw line. Got to the free throw line a whole lot more than we did, unfortunately, but I guess the game was shorter that way. How about that? We look glass half full, right?
Yeah, I had them at 6 for 16.
Six for 6. Okay. I probably had it wrong. I probably miscounted.
But anyway, yeah, no, I mean, what you had us 4 for 6, I assume, from the free
throw line? Yeah, 4 for 6.
Yeah,
yep.
So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, this we are not a team that usually only goes to the stripe six times. So, I mean, it is what it is, I suppose. But
Yeah. All right. Well, Streaks won it. So, yeah, let's go ahead and get some other.
25 turnovers for Sullivan, 14 for the Streaks. Big 14 turnovers in the second half for the Redskins. Streaks did out-rebound the Redskins 40-37, including 18-16 on the offensive boards. Sullivan was 12 of 46 from the field, 0 of 6 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, were 24 of 60 from the field, 3 of 19 from downtown. You know, it's talking with Lexi Daniels, obviously, as you do in the pregame, she's had so many games when she was on this team in this gym where she just lit it up from downtown. Unfortunately for the Streaks, only one player even got it going from downtown, and that was Kira, who finished the game 3 of 9 from downtown. Stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about, 3 rebounds for Cora Johnson, a rebound and a block for Jocelyn Peck. Juniper Schwartzman, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks and a steal to go with her 4 points. Addison Peck had 3 rebounds and a block to go with her 2 points. Soraya Boyd had 5 rebounds to go with her 11. Antonia Kissler had a board and a steal, even though she didn't score. Riley Clark had a rebound, even though she didn't score. Aston McLaughlin was held scoreless, but had 4 assists, a steal, and a rebound. Alexis Edgerson had 2 rebounds and an assist. Capri Ferguson had a rebound, 2 assists, 2 steals. Julia Robinson had a pair of steals. Lily Clark had 2 rebounds, assists, and 2 steals. And Kira, obviously, a giant game. She had the 24 points Tom told you about, but she also had 13 rebounds, 5 steals, 3 blocks, and 3 assists.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I forgot they have that Zamboni-looking machine
right.
That kind of polishes the floor. So we should be close to on time for the second game because there's a break
they have
here.
The break,
so 3 o'clock tip for the next game, and then we'll be a 4:30 tip. So we hopefully will be fairly close to on time. All right, Streaks win at 55-30. Our final order of business will be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll do that next. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
Hurry in to fill up your toolbox and save on Masterforce Power Tool Accessories at Menards. Masterforce has a large selection of high-quality power tool accessories with over 400 in stock. From high-quality accessories like drill bits and hole saws to sandpaper and saw blades, Masterforce has the power, performance, and durability to get the job done right. Right now, save big money on Masterforce Power Tool Accessories at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Mattoon High School Streaks won it here by a final of 55-30 over the Sullivan Redskins. And normally we discuss off the air who we're going to name for our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Yeah, maybe easy this time.
Yeah.
I don't think
we can go any other way.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean, when,
as this, she walks by.
Yeah, yep, there she is. On her phone, though, so we can't talk to her. She's busy. Yeah, what a performance here. And honestly, you never know what the players know. If she knew where she was at points-wise, I'm sure some – I know the coaches don't say anything to her.
Oh, I'm sure somebody said
something.
But
somebody said – so I think once she hit that mark, she really relaxed and played much better.
Yes. Yeah. And we're going to go with Kira Kilgore, the junior who got her 1,000th points in this game as our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. She finishes the game, as I said, 4 points, 13 rebounds, 5 steals, 3 blocks, 3 assists. And she's going to be our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Pretty impressive. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. All right, so the Streaks went to 55-30. We'll be back in action and not too long from now. We've got 2:27, so we'll be back on the air in just a little less than, an hour and 20 minutes or so, around 4:10 for the pregame, 4:30 schedule tip, as we'll take on the Maroons from Champaign Central High School. No, these are not anything like Champaign Centennial, which we beat really bad. By the way, after our Thanksgiving tournament, they canceled the rest of their varsity season. They're only playing JV, or sophomore JV,
yep.
So which was a good move on their part because they just felt bad for them, honestly. They were just not good, and they lost. How many players did they kick off or lose? Like 5 or 6, including a good chunk of the starters. So they had a bunch of freshmen and sophomores playing, and they just weren't ready to play at the – at the varsity level, especially when you're playing in the conference with, Notre Dame and Peoria High, and they just weren't ready for it. So anyway, so they canceled the rest of their season. We were kind of wondering what Central did against them, but they didn't play. That's because
right.
Their last game was in our Thanksgiving tournament as far as varsity. All right, well, that's going to do it for now from Mattoon High School. Thanks to Clark Burnett for keeping us on the air, and we'll be back again around 4:10 for the pregame, the Streaks and Champaign Central. Streaks win it here this afternoon, 55-30. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.